And a new intergenerational playgroup is bringing young children and old people together in Oxford. Our reporter Jo Somerville has popped down to the ISIS care home for the first ever Nippers and Slippers.
The age range here is huge. You've got tiny babies and one resident who's about to turn 101. Jolene Gibson and Patricia Bedloe aren't quite that old, but they are some of the lovely residents I met at the care home.
Met some children, which are so happy to see. They sat with me on my lap, but they never crowed. I was expecting them to get one look at me and yell, but they never did.
Tell me a bit about what you've been doing with the children this morning.
Cool.
Lovely. What's it been like? Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah. I love children. It's a long time since my children were babies. I know it's noisy, but I mean, well, it's not noisy in the dining room.
So all the adults make just as much noise then?
Yeah.
Just like the TV show it was inspired by, Old People's Home for Four-Year-Olds, there's crafts and plenty of singing. And these mums I spoke to told me how it felt to watch the two groups playing together.
To hear all their stories and to see that they're really interested and their faces kind of light up when they're like, wow, the child's talking to me and read a story together, it's really lovely.
Oh, it's magical. It's so magical. Like, there was one of the residents sat in the reception area and I said, do you want to hold my baby? And she just started crying. So obviously, because I'm hormonal, I started crying. But it's just, it's that beautiful and it's that simple. It's just people coming together, enjoying each other's company. It's lovely.
You heard Maddie Burgess there. She's the mum from Oxford Mumblers who helped set up the new playgroup. And Tasha Taylor, who took her three-year-old twins, Holly and Anya, to play.
Good girl. To Mummy. To Mary. To Anya. To Holly. Woo! Hey!
At first they were quite shy and I think being around people that I don't know, but they're quick to put on a fancy dress and perform, and old people and young people together is an amazing thing, and I see their faces light up. It was really lovely.
Now, a report out last month suggested all nurseries and schools in Britain should work with care homes to improve interaction between young and older people and help address things like loneliness. Shanice is an activity coordinator at the ISIS Care House and says the benefits are big.
It touches the heart, if I'm honest. For a lot of our residents, it's really nice. Some of them get emotional because it brings back their visit when their children were young or if they looked after children. It brings back a lot of good memories, I think, for them. And for us, it's nice for them to see them smiling and having a good time. We always say that the two things that we can connect older people to is music and children. And also, especially people that've got dementia, they tend to have a good emotional bond with children, which is really nice as well.
So there's going to be monthly sessions here at the care home on Cornwallis Road so that relationships can build between the kids and the elderly residents now over time. For now, though, I've got some shark moves to work on.